Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, what is up, and welcome to another episode of Working Hard, Hardly Working. At the end of last year, I did a Plan With Me episode, and I was taking you through how I plan my goals for 2024, but also my kind of step-by-step process for how I believe very strongly, there's a very strong belief how I believe you should be goal setting if you choose to goal set. And I also think everyone should choose to goal set, even if it is just for 5 minutes, because you cannot reach success if you do not define success. Anyway, so that's what I did at the end of last year. And it was one of the most popular episodes ever. And so many of you asked for regular check-ins. And I kind of thought, what better for a check-in than when you kind of get to March, you're a few months into the year, you feel warmed up. Like, don't get me wrong, I really had the January bug this year, but I don't always, and I don't feel like it's necessarily like the only time of the year that you can implement goal setting. So today, as we approach the 3 month mark, I'm going to take you through how I check in at this stage of the year and go through quarterly reflection and goal setting. I'll be doing it a little bit earlier so that I can do it in a way that kind of shares that with you. But I just thought, if the first few months of the year for you have been a whirlwind, you've got the tools to get back on track. If you feel like you're already on track, then also to make sure that you're replicating this success throughout the rest of the year, because it is so easy to set lots of goals in January and to feel like you have, as I said before, you get that dopamine release by feeling like you've reached those goals just because you're writing them down and they're exciting. It is so important to check in with this throughout the year. A year is not an accumulation of the first 3 months. It is an accumulation of 365 days. So let's talk through this. Some of my goals this year were fitness related. So I'm going to make sure to touch on how I keep track with my fitness goals, as well as career and personal development and all of the different sides of kind of where we talked about how you should be setting goals. Just for some important information, a recent Forbes study has shown that only 6% of us managed to stick to one New Year's resolution. One. So if that doesn't show you that there's a problem with the way you're goal setting, and generally people are goal setting, I don't know what will. So anyway, let's talk about how to check in at 3 months, how to set some goals for the next 3 months, and how to make sure that January is not the only time of the year that you actually act like you're going into a new year and you have goals to reach, because that is a disservice to yourself. And you know what we're not doing this year is disservicing ourselves. Okay? Okay. So we're going to be going through this step by step. Get used to this step by step process, because it will tweak each time, but it's a framework that you should be using throughout the year in different things anytime you're setting goals. So first things first, we are back with our old friend reflection, because what can we do nothing without? Self-awareness. Every month, I like to do a check-in on how I'm feeling and how I'm progressing with my goals, and generally my life as well, because you might be progressing well with your goals and you might also realize that they are not the goals that you want anymore. I think it's easy to procrastinate when reflecting, so I've boiled it down to 3 simple questions that I ask myself. This is not an exercise in working out how long you can write an essay on yourself. I'm not interested in that. Your goals are not interested in that. You can do that when you're journaling. That is not what we are doing right now. So these 3 questions. Number one. Did I achieve my top 3 goals for the last few months? So if you're looking at this now in March, back to January, did you achieve those goals? You have to have your January goals side by side. If you didn't do them, that's absolutely fine. We're going to have some reflection questions in here for you, but you can spend this time writing down generally just a perception of how you feel like your past 3 months or month or whatever time period you're reviewing went. Then also I want you to write down what went well and then also what could have gone better. Spend a little bit of time on this. You need to get in touch with what you think you did well, what you didn't do well. As I've said before, We have nothing without self-awareness, okay? I cannot express that for you enough. No one else is going to give you self-awareness. It is your duty to get self-awareness. And if you don't have self-awareness, no one's going to tell you off. You're just not going to be able to get to things as closely, okay? So I do this for both my personal and professional goals, and it helps me to check in on how I'm progressing without feeling guilty for skipping one day and kind of packing it all in. The real key to sticking to goals is not giving up if they go slightly awry. Having an all or nothing attitude means that you have an all or nothing attitude. And do you know what's going to happen there? You're going to get nothing, because you're not going to, there is going to be no circumstance ever where you get every single thing right. So you're setting yourself up for nothing. Like, the key is in the name. That all or nothing attitude means giving yourself the option of giving up at every opportunity. And you can be that person. Honestly, you can. Like, no one is going to stop you being that person. But I would personally advise that if you want to reach these goals that we have talked about and spent time talking about and spent time going through, don't have that attitude. Now, if you didn't do your January goal setting and you're coming into this from the first position, first of all, I would actually recommend that you watch the January episode. It doesn't need to be about setting goals at the beginning of the year. That is a construct. It doesn't even fucking exist. But what does exist is the good framework that I actually talked through from the beginning in terms of setting goals from square one. But with that in mind, the types of reflection you should be asking yourself also now that we talked about back then is, number one, what are my top five motivations? I often find that's good to check in on multiple times a year, because your top five motivations may well change. Usually your kind of why overall stays pretty similar. I don't know, whether it's like living a life that is financially free or whatever it might be. Like, a lot of the time they are pretty consistent, but I do think it's quite important to acknowledge whether your goals have stayed the same or changed in terms of that way, like your motivations. Then the second thing that is really important to talk about here, which we also talked about in January and talking about setting goals for 2024, is, what do I wish I had more time to do? Because I think by asking yourself, what do I wish I had more time to do? You're actually asking myself, what have I not been prioritizing? Because ultimately, as horrible as it sounds, anything you're not spending time doing, you are not prioritizing. And you don't need to prioritize everything. Like, I know that's horrible to hear when you're saying, I haven't been spending time doing exercise, and you haven't been prioritizing it, and you've been like, I haven't had time. That's absolutely fine. Your priorities have been other things. I'm not saying that's wrong. You may have four priorities that are completely unmovable in terms of dependence, in terms of financial needs, whatever it might be. But actually knowing where you've been prioritizing time, whether it is a non-negotiable for your life and livelihood or not, is incredibly important in order to be able to kind of look at whether you want to change any of that, if you can change any of that. And don't get me wrong, different people will have different amounts they can change, especially when it comes to dependence, children, caring, any of these things, but it is really worth bearing in mind. And I think that actually asking myself this question usually gets me into quite a clear headspace in terms of like, okay, I might be reaching all of my goals, but actually I'm spending no time with my friends, or I'm spending no time on my own, or I'm spending no time working if all of your goals are not to do with work. It's just a really useful check-in. So step two on this is talking about your quarterly and monthly goals. So I take a look at this check-in, and then I go back to my yearly goals, and I use this to come up with my goals for the next month or quarter. And the reason we're going to do this is because you might be looking at this now and this kind of plan with me episode and going like, we did that in January. Yeah, sure, we did that in January. It's not January now. And I think that is the most important thing that like we allow ourselves to let slip, because we allow ourselves to see one time a year of the time that we're recentering. My motivations change within the month sometimes, like they shouldn't, but like sometimes they do, and like things change and goals change and careers change. And so you need to be setting goals for not just the whole year. You need to be breaking down essentially how that looks, therefore, for the next quarter and the next month. So as we spoke about in the original planning episode, these goals, these monthly and quarterly goals, need to be achievable and trackable. So make sure you consider how you're feeling, the capacity you have, and how you're going to measure your success. So in terms of what goals to set, you might want to break down your goals from your year. You might want to take it a little bit smaller. You might want to take it a little bit bigger. It's totally up to you and how big this next quarter is for you, or you want it to be for you. You might have just had a really successful quarter and like done amazingly since 2024, and you want to go harder and you want to replicate that. Absolutely fine. You might want to take it a little bit smaller because you bit off more than you could chew. So first of all, if you have the planners, you actually just need to go to the beginning of the planner and you can just fill this in. It's written out, so you can just fill in like the 1, 2, and 3, but I'll read it out in case you don't have the planners. So in terms of areas to set goals, I would generally do it around personal development, career and education, finances, relationships. And then I would also, if you have like a specific interest in health and fitness, for example, physical progress, performance progress, mental kind of well-being, health and nutrition, you can pick and choose. You don't need three goals for all of these. You do need to make sure that the goals you do have are specific and are measurable so that you can achieve success. Because remember, what do we say? You cannot achieve success if you do not define success. So I spend some time setting those goals. Generally, they are taken from my annual goals and they are broken down into more bite-sized, like what could I do in the next few months? Once I've set these goals, I take 5 minutes to note down the steps I need to reach them, or a little bit of a brainstorm. Sometimes I do this in mind map format in terms of how I think I'm going to get there. So for example, if your monthly goal is to pitch to 3 people about an upcoming project, I'd note down that I need to have an ideation session, I need to build out the pitch docs, I need to set up presentation meetings, I need to like all of the different areas from outreach all the way to actually getting things booked in. Then you need to make these goals into actions rather than just like plucking them out of thin air. So if there is anything that when you look at each of these goals and you're thinking like, how am I going to get there? I would even go so far as putting it in your calendar. Like if you have a goal that you need to reach by a certain amount of time, like this pitching goal, for example, put into your calendar how that needs to look over the next 3 months. Does that mean that by the end of this month, you need to have outreach to people? If so, put it in your calendar, because then you're going to start keeping yourself accountable over a timeline as well, not just when you get like the planning itch, because you watched a TikTok about planning and then you got excited. You owe yourself more than that. So baby steps are very much the way to reach those big goals. And if you want to read more on this, I've added a reading list in the show notes and would hugely recommend Atomic Habits by James Clear. This is all around the theory that 1% better every day, a kind of accumulation of good habits, is actually what leads to bigger lifestyle change rather than any big changes at all, which is great news for us in terms of not needing to do anything big, bad news for us in the way that we actually need to stick to things to actually make any change. Then I make sure I translate these monthly goals into weekly goals. As I said, I'd even go as far as putting them in your diary. Weekly goals are always the first ones that drop for me as I get in on Monday and then get straight to work rather than taking the time to goal set, which I find is incredibly important. You can have some time to touch base every week, but personally I find the more I can do at the beginning of a month or a quarter, the better in terms of keeping me on track. When I go straight into my week and or straight into my month and I haven't spent any time touching base with actually like what success looks like for me that month or how I'm going to tie it into my annual goals or quarterly goals, there is a direct correlation between that and the times that I do not reach my monthly goals. That is why even in the daily planners, I have never got rid of the beginning of this, which has the yearly goals, the quarterly goals, the monthly goals. It is so important because busyness does not equal productivity, and productivity even doesn't equal effectiveness, which is doing the right thing in the right direction. You cannot just feel busy and then think that you're reaching all of your goals. It just doesn't work like that. Sometimes there will be a correlation, but that won't always be the case. I think it is so incredibly important to keep doing those weekly check-ins, those monthly check-ins, and getting them into your week. And that is why we have 3 non-negotiables every day as well. I don't care if you're using the planners or not, actually doing these things and making sure each day or each week you are setting out these goals, and then each day you are doing 3 non-negotiable things that actually get you closer to that goal. Step 3 is habit tracking. We've kind of alluded to this already, but as I always do, I then break these kind of monthly, quarterly goals down into habits and I add them to my habit tracker. So for example, if my weekly goal is to drink more water, the habit I track is having 6 glasses of water a day. This can be many other things. This can be about working out, but it can be about so much more. It can be about outreaching to 6 potential clients per day, whatever it might be. I think it's so easy to hear all of this and to think like, that's a lot. Realistically, I'm taking time to explain this because I want it to make sense. But let me tell you, like, none of this takes more than half an hour. Like, half an hour a month, that is less time than you spend scrolling on TikTok in the evenings by probably a long way. You have to get it out of your mind that this, like, goal setting, blah, 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 takes a long time. It doesn't. What takes longer is reaching your goals a roundabout way, when you could have just reached them in a more linear way. Don't get me wrong, nothing's going to be linear, but it can be a lot more linear and you can learn things a lot quicker and you can learn what aren't your goals a lot quicker. And so I would just say that, like, you have to get it out of your head that, like, the goal setting stuff is just like wishy-washy journaling, like all of this kind of, you know, the things that feel a little bit too self-carey rather than productivity. these things are so, so, so important. And there is a reason why big businesses set their goals like this. And that's not to say that big businesses do everything right, but big businesses do need to basically make things happen. Like, they need to make things happen out of thin air, and they need to make that be the reality for them and their shareholder. That's what you need to do for your life. Like, you are the sole shareholder of your life. You're the only person that's going to make that happen. You're the only person that it's going to affect if you don't make that happen. And I just think that, like, I can hear myself, like, when I'm talking about it and it being like, oh, is this too much? No, it's not fucking too much. It's going to take you half an hour a month. Like, get over it. That is so, like, there's so much that this can actually help you do. And whether you use this method or other methods, just, like, you need to be effectively goal setting in order to be able to progress in the way you want to.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I wanted to have a little bonus within this episode around communicating your goals to your team. I think this comes in a few different formats, and I'm, like, well aware that not everyone runs a team, okay? So this isn't just supposed to be for that. I do want to go into it because, you know, not all content needs to be for everyone. But I think as part of this as well, it doesn't just need to be your team. Like, if you have clear goals and you are in a relationship, like you live with someone, for example, and those goals come around, like they're around finances or they're around buying a house or like whatever it might be, that is your team. Like, spend some time checking in and communicating goals to any other stakeholders in like your life or any other of the things that kind of that affect this. Like, when I sat down and wrote my 2024 goals, a lot of my goals in like friendship revolved around doing more things that I wanted to do. So things like going to more live music things, like that requires other people to get involved. So while I didn't call everyone into a meeting to actually do that, literally sending things out to people and being like, hey, I want to go to these three things, like who's in? Or, you know, spending some time talking to like my fiance about like, okay, well, if this is our goal by the end of the year, or like, this is my goal, like, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like financially we're going to be able to get there? Whatever it might be, that is your team as well. But I'm going to be talking about like specific teams at the moment, because I do think this is really important. If you have professional goals, if you work with a team or have anyone that you manage, you are going to need for people to be aligned with this, and you need to be able to communicate this effectively. But I think there are some specific rules to follow when you're setting goals for a group rather than as an individual, which is why I really wanted to talk about this here, because it's easy to overwhelm your team or the people around you, the people you're basically on this journey with tons of wishes, but it is not a goal without a plan. Isn't that a cute quote? So firstly, when you're reflecting, I'd actually recommend getting the perspectives of your team on how they found the last 3 months. If you're leading a team, you have to know about the other people in the team. So have they reached their personal goals? How have they contributed to reaching their professional goals? This means you're not setting goals which are completely out of sync with where they are and where therefore you are as a team, even if it's just one part of your team. And it's also useful to get an understanding of how they're finding their work and their jobs, because you need to know if they feel completely flat out, nearly burnt out when you're saying, I want to double the amount we're doing this month. Next up, when you're writing team goals, you need to be thinking about who is going to be actioning them. So your goal might be to go live with a certain number of campaigns, but if you haven't got the resource, it's never going to be realistic. So when you set goals, mentally assign them to individuals or groups. And then if there's a gap between what you can do and what you want to do, you know you might need more resource for that period, or you might need to let some goals take a back seat. That's fine. You're not setting yourself up for failure and not reaching your goals when they were never going to happen anyway, because it wouldn't make sense with that resource. Lastly, when you're communicating these goals to your team, make sure that you emphasize the steps that will need to be taken to achieve these goals. You all need to be in it together. As a team, one of the most important things is that you are emphasizing teamwork. And one of the best things you can ever do to elevate your own work is to get better work from your team. So they need to be aware of what's expected of them, what's realistic, and what timelines they should be working towards. Then give them space and time to also ask questions. It is categorically bad management to send a team a load of goals without any sort of inkling about how to get there. So make sure you're sending them on a journey rather than kind of like firing wishes into the ether that also might not fully align with their personal goals or their professional goals. Like, don't get me wrong, you need to be leading a team and you don't just need to know if like Susan particularly wants to advance in her career this month. She's got to, with your team in mind, but it is worth just really being able to touch base and therefore being able to set things with that in mind. I am just going to quickly answer two dilemmas based on the kind of goal setting side. And I just wanted to address these because I felt like they could be quite representative of a lot of people. So, hi Grace, I've been running my business for 3 years now. It's a pet food company, but I'm so bad at setting goals. I always overreach and then feel rubbish when I don't meet them. How can I stop myself getting overexcited and setting unreachable goals? So, number one, first thing you've got is self-awareness. So that's a step in the right direction. You've said it yourself. Like, you set unrealistic goals, you overreach, and then you end up feeling rubbish. Recognition of that cycle is one of the most important things, because spoiler alert, if you're constantly setting goals and you're constantly not reaching them, there are two things that are probably going wrong. You're either setting way too big goals or you're doing no work. Like, it's one of those two things. That's nothing to be offended at. It's like, it's one of those two things. You might be doing all of the work in the world and it can still be unrealistic. So the most important thing there is the fact that you have recognized that that is what you are doing. And therefore, why not spend this quarter setting goals that are like painfully realistic, just to realign yourself? Set them that are so realistic that you know that you're going to reach them. Because ultimately, when a business sets a forecast, they're not looking at it and being like, what could we do? Let's take that up by 2 times. That will happen for some scale-up businesses, but like, that's very rare. Forecasts, aka goals, are based off what you think you can do. And so you need to reframe it away from like the idea of a goal being this kind of completely shot in the dark type thing to a goal being almost like a plan. Take it back for 1 quarter or 1 month, show yourself that you can do it, and then go 20% higher, 20% higher. It doesn't need to be like a goal, doesn't need to be a whole change in your life. The next dilemma is, hello Grace, every single year I set a fitness goal and every single year I give up on it. My goal for January was to run 3 times a week and I've already crashed and burnt. How do you find the motivation to stick to your goals? We all know by this time that motivation means absolutely nothing. Motivation is like almost not a thing. It's like a spark that you'll get occasionally. Motivation will get you nowhere. It is discipline that will get you somewhere. That's all I can tell you. No one achieves great things off motivation. Don't get me wrong. It's great to have passion for things. It's great to have motivation for things. But like, no one is motivated when they get up at like 6 a.m. and have to do something that they don't want to do. That's discipline. That's habits. You said it yourself. You usually set goals, again, that you crash and burn on. And I want you to reframe the idea of crashing and burning. First of all, I think that it is incredibly important that you start thinking of it as being a little bit more realistic and also about just taking it slower. Like, say your goal is to run 3 times a week. If someone's goal is to make £10,000 more a year, for example, you don't need to do that on week one. I think what you need to bear in mind is you clearly get a excitement based off setting goals that have an opportunity to be reached, and you get excited about that prospect. And actually what you need to start doing is you need to start slower, because clearly for you, the excitement is off that rush at the beginning. And actually you need to take away that rush, because otherwise you're basically giving yourself just like a dopamine hit based off the idea of the goals and then doing them for 1 or 2 weeks. So try and remove the crash and burn mentality. You haven't crashed and burned. You've learned one way that doesn't work. Reframe it. I would say set a goal that you know you can do. And the reason you know you can do it is because you're going to be disciplined about it. Go for 1 run a week. Go for 1 run every other week. Whatever it might be, start that now. And once you start proving to yourself that you can do that, you can take it up. it going slower, and I think what a lot of people think, and what I definitely think as well, is like, okay, but that's slower than I wanted. Do you know what's even slower is crashing and burning? So actually what you need to be able to do is you need to be able to take it back a step, not allow yourself to have the excitement of like a sprint and starting something new that changes your whole life. Instead, only allowing yourself to have that 3 runs a week once you've got to a point where you've basically proved to yourself that that's a good thing for your life and it's not too far and therefore going to make you crash and burn. When realistically what you want to do is you want to end up running more overall, and therefore you need to start slower. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Working Hard, Hardly Working. I hope it is giving you some goal setting zhuzh and excitement, which is not just for January. I think that we all love to talk about atomic habits, and we all like to talk about habits theory and how like 1% better every day. But 1% better every day means only 1% better on the 1st of January and also 1% better on like a random day in March. So I would say that like the more you can get this into your ethos in terms of how much you do this year, like it should be fun. It should be fun checking back in with yourself and working out like where you're going next, what you haven't quite done right, what that means for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, that's enough of my pet talks for the day. Let me know what other solo episodes you'd like to hear. One thing we thought it would be fun to add is I always get questions after these episodes asking for kind of, I don't know, asking about a specific thing we've talked about or more information or like reading recommendations or whatever it might be. And like, we all know that my big passion in life is books. So I'm glad we can share that, or I can just like share it with you and you can just not use it at all if you don't want it. So I've added a reading list to this episode description where you can find recommendations on the subjects of productivity and goal setting. If you're listening on Spotify, I've also left a few questions there that you can answer so we can share our planning wisdom. And I will see you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.